1. Begin transmission.
Oh yes. Once again, it is 1930 UTC, which means it's time for another episode of the Dubious Goals Committee. My name's Tobe, I'm the chairman of this committee, and I am, well, I was going to say I'm standing in a fairy ring, but I can't tell if it really is a fairy ring. Yeah, it is. Interesting. Not very photogenic, but interesting nonetheless. I am now standing in the middle of a fairy ring, waiting for the fairies to whisk me away. Where am I and what am I doing? Well, today I'm out at Lake Standing Bear, sometimes also known as Standing Bear Lake. And there's mushrooms right here. I just parked. And I'm walking through this little area of grass, this field. It's got trees in it, but there's just some mushrooms right here. Very interesting. And the reason that we're out here at Lake Standing Bear today is just because everywhere else I wanted to go, there was tons of people. Heron Haven was packed. The Secret Mushroom Ground was packed. And I couldn't think of anywhere else to go, so I just kept driving in, and I sort of had to go by the lake, and I'm like, oh, you know, maybe we'll just head up into Standing Bear. So here I am, still just walking through. It's a little warm. I don't know how long we're going to be out here today before we have to bail due to heat. But I'm walking over to the wind chimes. I thought there was more wind. I can see wind in the leaves over there, so yeah, let's keep going that way, I guess. These are, of course, the quote, Indian, end quote, wind chimes. I don't know why they're called that, because one, a white guy made them. Two, these aren't wind chimes so much as they are organ pipes. And I think we'll go over there and see if they're sounding today, so we might have a little bit of wind noise. This is kind of the windy peak. Oh, and there's lots of ground cover. They mow a little path here, so that's convenient. Let's go up here and see what we got. We do have a little bit of a breeze. But I'm not hearing any of these things. They should be making ghostly sounds. Hoot. That kind of stuff. And I'm now standing in the middle of them, walking around, trying to find one that is sounding. No luck. Ooh. It is getting a little bit hot out here. I'm wondering if we should have just stayed home. Okay, there's a little wind. I'm not hearing anything. And, wow. The sun was behind a cloud there for a minute. It was nice, but now it's getting a little brutal out here. Brutality. Okay. So, I'm getting a breeze, but I'm not hearing any sound. If you haven't heard the other show where we were out here, imagine a bunch of organ pipes just sticking up out of the ground. How many? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 20 or 21 of these pipes just sticking up out of the ground. Whenever the wind blows just right, They make organ notes. And they're very cool, but we're not getting any of the coolness today. Failure. Oh noes. I'm also looking at all this tall grass and looking at all the little animal paths that are going through here, wondering what kind of dudes live out here. We're kind of high up and far away for marmots, but we are by a lake. I can see it from here. What dudes have been running around in here? We got some very obvious dude paths. We got some butterflies flying around too. And some dragonflies. Did I just hear a horse? That was strange. Maybe it was a kid. There are some people out here. Not in this little section where I am, but there's people at the lake. Mostly guys fishing and families just walking around and hanging out. But I think I've had my fill already. So I'm heading back to my car. Yeah, this is also a favored place for joggers. Jog, jog, jog. Jogging joggers. Alright, so let's get down here across the road and head back to the car. Maybe look around for some more mushrooms. But here's an interesting thing that happened to me last night. Well, it's not interesting so much as a tobe thing. So last night, I decided to cash in one of my free lottery ticket coupons. So I grabbed my... Oh, as I cross the road, I'm onto the mushrooms already. There's two. These are different ones than the other ones. What are these guys? Too bad they're so deep in the grass. I can't get a good picture. I've got the mushroom camera with me, but... This is a strange place for mushrooms, too. It's just a grassy field. Not strange, but... Where's the moisture? Where's the... How's this work? Yeah, so anyway. I grab a coupon. And I... drive over to the nearby bodega in my neighborhood that does have the word tobe in its name. And I got my free lottery ticket, the 2x2 drawing, which was held last night. And no, I did not win. I'm going to head in the general direction of something that I think is a giant mushroom. Is that a big mushroom up there about 50 yards away? Let's head over there and find out. So, as I was driving home with my recently acquired lottery ticket, I was behind a car, some kind of SUV, and it had a personalized license plate. And of course, I immediately started trying to figure out what that personal license plate meant, because it was one of those seemingly cryptic ones that had a bunch of letters and the meaning wasn't immediately obvious. And so, but it seemed obvious to me, because the license plate was just seven letters. TRYGSUS. And wow, this is a big mushroom over here. Not the same ones as we just saw, but the same ones that run the fairy ring down there. Oh, there's kind of a bunch of them up here. These have been out for a few days. I can tell by the shapes of their caps. And here's a cap that's starting to split. And here's a couple mushrooms that are knocked over. Wow, these are really great. Don't know what they are. I'm looking for something photogenic. But yeah, there's tons of mushrooms up around in here. Oh, here's some big ones over here too. Let's go take a closer look at some of these guys. Is that a photograph? I'm looking for something photogenic. Here's a big one, and it's in the shade, and we can see underneath it. Maybe this is going to be our photograph right here. Turn on the camera, put it in macro mode, and take a picture. Not that interesting. An interesting photograph here. Not interesting. What about this little clump of them over here? Here's some younger ones. Some of these mushrooms are old enough that they're falling over. There's a couple over here that are little. The caps are still kind of round and very interesting, but nothing to get a good photo out of. I'm going to keep circling around here. I'm looking for more mushrooms while I finish off this license plate story. So where were we? Oh yes, we have a license plate that says TRYGSUS. Now, one thing you need to know about me, because you have probably already figured out this license plate. But remember, this is me we're talking about, and I am not a Christian, I'm a musician. And so, you know, shortly after I sort of pulled up behind this car and saw this license plate, I realized that, oh, this is a license plate for me. This license plate is telling me to do something. It's telling me to try something. And what is it telling me to try? That's right, a G suspended chord. Oh, look at this. Here's a dead cicada by this interesting mushroom. This one is kind of interesting, and is this the same kind as the other ones? Come on, that stupid grass is in the way. I can't get a good. So yeah. I'm looking at this license plate, and I'm thinking, oh, this person must be a musician, because they know what a G suspended chord is. And I'm laughing, because I'm thinking, you know, I wish I would run into this car before, because there's often been times when I've been thinking, gosh, what chord do I need to use? You know, I'll be trying to write a chord progression or come up with a chord progression of some kind, and you know, maybe in the key of D or something, and it's like, gee, what chord do I go to now? I don't know, I just don't know what chord to use. That's when I need to see this car and its license plate that says try G suspended. Sometimes you can hear me call suspended chords sus, as in try G sus. And that's about when I realized, oh no, this isn't a musician. This is just some nutty Christian telling me to try Jesus. Try Jesus. No, I don't want to try Jesus. I liked my interpretation of that license plate better. Try G suspended chord. Wow, I have found a mushroom that just trying to poke out of its sclerota. What is this? Is this one of these? I'm trying to get a picture of a weird bit of stuff here. My camera doesn't want to focus on it, so I'm just snapping random pics. There's all kinds of mushrooms up here. Well, two kinds, possibly three. What are these things over here? Also not that interesting. Well, we're having a pretty good mushroomy day. There's a lot of bugs around this tree. I'm going to start heading back towards my car. I'm trying to stay in the shade, but it's pretty hot out here. So I would have loved to have been able to talk to the owner of that car and thank them. It's like, you know, thanks to your license plate, I found the chord that I needed. Because I couldn't figure it out. I was like, do I use a G minor? Or a G diminished? Why can't I get the sound that I'm looking for? I could have sworn a G diminished would have done it. And then I saw your license plate and I realized, yes, G suspended. Of course. How stupid of me. Thank you. Thank you, Christian person, for for telling me what chord I needed to use. That's so kind of you. Now I'm taking a picture of this burl in this tree because it's got water in it. Kind of a strange burl, and it's like a fairy bathtub. It's like this is where the fairies take their baths. Take a picture of that just for future reference, in case I ever want to build a fairy bathtub. And I might. Here's a tree with a hole in the side of it. I wonder if dudes live in there. And it has spray paint on it. This is a cottonwood tree that they're going to remove at some point in time. Because it's hollow. Oh, thank God for Christians telling me that I need to use more suspended chords. You know, it's funny. So now that I think about it, I don't know if I know how to play a G suspended on my bouzouki. I know G minor. I'll have to give it some more thought. Maybe I'll have to go home and play my zouk and try to figure out a G suspended chord. Just for the sake of doing it. Alright, so here we are. Back at my automobile. Opening the door. Getting in. Oh, alright. Well, I don't know. I guess we might as well go back home. There's nothing better to do. It's going to take me about 10 minutes. But to you, it'll only seem like 3 seconds. So 3, 2, 1, 0. And here we are. Back in my garage, getting out of my car. And as I was pulling in, I was thinking, you know, if we're finding mushrooms in grass in strange places, just randomly, maybe we better start checking my yard for fungus. So I've walked out my driveway and I'm standing here changing my glasses. Should I check my mailbox? Oh, junk mail, hooray, because that's just what I need. All right. I'm looking in all the usual areas where I see my boletes, which is right along the driveway here and over in this area by the decorative fence. There is a mushroom here. What is it? I can't tell. It's not a bolete. It's nothing that I was expecting. But okay, that's good. So yeah, we've got one mushroom in my yard. I'm gonna step into my yard now and start just taking a look around here. Let's see, over here by my tree, we used to find puffballs. Gem-studded puffballs. They look a little spiky. They're very cool. Not seeing anything right now. Sometimes we get some of those boletes right around here too, but I don't see them. Although there's a couple of horrible bear patches in my yard. Really, really gonna get some grass seed in here. try to straighten some of this stuff out. All right, now if we go up here where the old tree used to be, is there anything around here? No. Sometimes you get little teeny tiny mushrooms that grow over in there. And that leads us over here to the side of the house, where I have my own personal mushroom garden, which is on the north side of my house. It's in the shade right now, hooray. And there's a web with a spider. Oh, we got some milkweed taking over this area. That's not good. Not necessarily bad, but not necessarily good either, because I can't see any potential mushrooms. I'm pushing stuff out of the way. There's some little maple trees in here. What's going on my logs? Is there anything happening on my logs? I've got logs back here, some of which have been plugged by me. And yeah, there's some little dudes popping out of there. If I remember correctly, I think this log is oysters. Oh my goodness, and look, there was some white jelly on this other log. Oh, next time it rains, I'll have to check that. And I can see mycelium growing in this other log on the ends. There's white stuff on the ends. But I'm not actually finding any mushrooms today. That's okay. You can't always find the dudes that you expect to find. And that's mushrooms for you. If you go looking for the thing that you suspect you will find, you will find something else. You will find the thing you were not expecting to find, which is, you know, sometimes even more exciting. And I'm just still looking here over by my rock wall, because sometimes I get some of those boletes over here, and I like those boletes. Now see, here's an area that was bald, but I got some grass seed in it, filling in rather well. But then over here, this still looks terrible. So remind me to buy some grass seed. Okay, so now I'm just checking in the fence zone. I have this decorative split rail fence in front of my house, and this area sometimes produces various mushrooms. I used to have logs and stuff in here, but the guy who cleaned up my yard tore a lot of that stuff out, which is fine because it was old and most of it stopped producing. So I gotta get some new logs. I gotta get some new logs to put in my yard. Alright, so back into the garage we go. This will take me right up next to the recycling bin so I can throw the junk mail in, close the garage door, open the door, and oh, look at, there's my sleepy kitty. There's my cat who heard me. She's blinking her eyes. She's been sleeping. You've been sleeping, huh? Hi. And she just came over here. Hi, I gotta take my shoes off. She heard me talking outside. Yeah, you knew I was out there, didn't you? You were going to jump up and look out the window, weren't you? Oh, now we got to smell my hand. Oh, yeah, better smell it, because who knows? Oh, yeah. Oh, who's a good baby? Hello, it's a good baby, yes. Okay, so, anyway. What are we doing? Looks like Twilight's on TV. My cat is following me. Now she's running up the stairs so I can go into the studio and plug this equipment back in, and we can finish out the rest of this show. Alright, so now all we gotta do is figure out what I'm gonna do for the rest of the day. And I just remembered that I've got an F1 race to watch a little bit later. Oh, we're still about 4 hours out from that. And what's on TV right now? The Twilight Saga. Ooh. Do I want to watch vampires and werewolves? No, because I also have NASCAR road racing to be watching today. So, and that starts in just a couple minutes. Conveniently, right about when this show ends. Isn't that nice? Yes, it is. Sometimes things just work out for me. So in the meantime, I'm going to check my email here. Oh, what's going on in email tobe world today? Nothing. I have no emails. That's unusual. I could have sworn I would have heard more about gold mining plans from Booper. But apparently that's not coming today. So, what else do we need to check? Oh, I guess we should check SDF. See what's going on in the comm rooms. Well, there's nothing happening in the Anon radio room. Let's check in Boop. Peak Boop. And there's a little bit of action in there. Oh, some people talking about the big fight last night. And some video game talk and whatever else. And then a couple hours later, somebody asked, does anyone play The Mud on here? And then, you know, a half an hour of silence after that. So, not much going on online today. I probably should check my website. Well, it's not my website, but it's the website that I'm responsible for hunting down the spam on. So, we're going to see if we've got any spam that we need to kill. Oh, I'm kind of tired today. I had a sort of a strange night. I went to bed at about 3:30 a.m., and then for some reason, I woke up at 6:30. Oh, now I do remember the reason. There was a bug on me. There was a bug. He wasn't on me. I was sleeping sort of face down and I had my arm out. And I woke up because my hand was a little itchy. And when I looked over at my hand and lifted it up, there was a little beetle under my hand. And I was like, hey, you bug. And then for some reason, I couldn't go to sleep after that. And that didn't really matter because that's when the first early afternoon football games are airing from England at about, you know, 6:30 or 7 o'clock in the morning local time. So I watched some of my football and it didn't go so well for Everton. Oh well. But they were playing the champions, so, you know, I guess I shouldn't feel all too bad. And then I was up for a little while, and I was up for a couple of hours, actually. And then I went back to sleep, and then I got up again. And so, I don't know, am I tired? Am I weird? Am I both? Either way, it doesn't matter, because my website, Terra Genesis, has come up. And I'm scrolling down through the forum looking for names I don't know and spammy messages. Lately, we've been getting a lot of essay writing services. How to write an essay? Why are you posting that here? Shouldn't you be posting that on, like, junior high school kids' school websites? But the good news is, there is no spam. I don't have any spam to kill. So, yeah, well, that's good news, but it's boring news, because now I don't have anything to do. Oh, but it doesn't matter, because my race starts here in about another 3 or 4 minutes, so I might as well take this time to say that you have been listening to the Dubious, very, very Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC, right here on Anon Radio. My name's Tobe. I've been your host and chairman. And it's time for me to watch the race and maybe microwave a burrito. So I'm out of here. Bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.
ハロー、This is DJ クーマタ。Welcome to my